Section 5. Benefits from third parties. Christmas is a time of good cheer, and some of the Christmas spirit might come from third parties, perhaps a customer or a supplier. We have to again rely on an exemption, and in Section 265 of ITPA 2003, there is an exemption for third-party entertainment, provided to an employee or a member of the family or household, if it is provided by a third party, unconnected with and not procured or arranged by the employer. This means that the offer of an invitation to a Christmas bash by a customer or supplier need not be declined, other than on company ethical policy grounds. Section 324 of ITPA 2003 provides an exemption for small gifts from third parties. They must be small gifts of goods made to employees or a member of their family or household, and they're exempt from tax if the following conditions are met. First, the gift is not provided by the employer or a person connected with the employer. Secondly, neither the employer nor a person connected with the employer directly or indirectly procured the gift. Then the gift is not made in recognition or in anticipation of particular services performed by an employee. Then the gift is not in cash or in vouchers or securities that can be converted into cash. And finally, the total cost to the donor, the third party of course, of all eligible gifts to the employees in a tax year does not exceed £250. The cost to the person making the gift includes any VAT paid, whether or not it is reclaimable. Where the cost of a gift or gifts an employee receives from the same third party in a tax year exceeds £250, tax will be payable on the full amount of the gifts, not just the excess. So a word of warning. Watch the full cost of that Christmas hamper, because the cost of delivery may take it over the £250 limit. I recall only a year or two ago, a client asked me for advice about a Harrods hamper that cost exactly £250. But the problem was the delivery charge of £5.95 took it over the limit. The client picked it up himself. Also remember that any gift will not qualify if it is cash or securities or a voucher that is convertible into cash.